Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Paradigm Shifters, and our paradigm shifter today has been working on changing our understanding of how frequencies, how you and I are, I always say, vibrational vehicles of light. But our guest, Sherry Edwards, has done some amazing, groundbreaking work on decoding our frequencies, or frequencies in people, in order to, if I understand this right, Sherry, in order to help people rebalance or shift the way their frequencies go together in order to change their health or their potential. And that's only the beginning. So welcome to the show, Sherry Edwards.
Thank you for the invitation. What we're really doing is influencing someone's biofield, their electrical potential that runs on all the nerves in the body and comes from the brain, and then the magnetic potential, which controls what goes to your elbow or what goes to your finger or your liver or whatever. So it started very esoterically, and now we've computerized it, and we're trying to share it with anybody who wants to be self-responsible.
Wow. And self-responsible means you can create your health and your well-being, and also can you use it to help people tap potential? Because I really feel like the world is in a bit of a crisis, if not a huge crisis, and I feel like our potential is what's going to save it if we can activate that. What do you think of that?
There is a wonderful crisis going on, and that crisis, I think, comes from what's been going on politically. It is just said to people, this is so important, and it's uprooted their emotions to help them get involved and let the people come forward and make some decisions rather than the political community, because there's hardly anybody that is neutral about this election. So the fact that it brought everybody out and into the open to really make a difference, I think it's wonderful.
I think that part of it is very exciting, isn't it? So, for example, I don't quite, this is such a big concept. I'm going, how do we, for example, read an election in terms of frequency? Is humanity pushing to want to change its collective frequency? Could we say it that way? Is there something we can do to help it do that so that we can evolve? I guess I'm repeating myself in a way, but it's fascinating to me.
Well, I think it's about, we gave over our power to other people, and now we're just pulling it back, bringing it back internally, because we knew all along what needed to be done. But we gave it over to the doctor. We gave it over to the political guy and the policeman.
And the pharmaceuticals.
And, yes, and the big pharma. So bringing that power back to self, that's where it needs to start. Because without that power, we can't extend it to our neighbors and our communities. And from there to our states, and from there to the world. We lost our foundation.
We sure did. So let's take us into the self, if you will. Let's take us into your work and how, say, someone who is feeling impotent in this world the way it is, somebody who doesn't feel well, someone who doesn't know how to do the next phase of their life or how to keep a family together. I don't know. Can you pick a sample person and teach us something about how you work with frequencies to help people change or grow or become more of themselves?
Absolutely, but I want to make it clear up front that there's nothing wrong in your vocal print. It's what you do about it that makes a difference, because I don't think anything happens to you that you can't benefit from learning. And I'm getting smacked by my own consciousness as I say that, because I'm thinking about children who get raped and women who get beat and beheaded. So I'm going to take that back a bit and say we first need to be safe, and then we'll go from there. So if we're...
That's back to the Maslow's pyramid, isn't it, from way back?
Yes.
The survival.
Yeah, we have to feel safe before we can actuate ourselves. And we've really lost a lot of that. Think of, I don't know if you were alive in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Oh, yes, I was.
People were actualizing, and now it's a matter of safety.
Right.
People don't feel safe in their own homes, in their own communities. That's another show. But what
I heard something. I don't think it was your YouTubes. I was listening to some YouTubes, and they were talking about how we have moved into the Maslow survival level as a species now.
And, absolutely.
That's heartbreaking, actually. But you're saying we gave over, right?
Well, we gave over permission for somebody else to run our lives until it got so bad and we didn't know ourselves. I can see where this began to come back. Remember that movie, The Secret?
Oh, yes.
Where it said, we can have what we want, but what it left out is most people don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. So that's where we've started with looking at this. We put a microphone in someone's face, and we take about a two-minute sample, and then we can tell things about them. I did a very sneaky thing on you, Veronica. I went back to a show that you had done with your own wife. It was on our show, too, by the way. Good lady. Mm-hmm. And I looked at your voice as you were talking to her, and you had a lot of D-sharp and E. Now, there are charts on our soundhealthoptions.com, and you can go look at D-sharp and E. Is about expressing through words information that you're going to use to make somebody else a useful position.
Hmm.
So I hadn't listened to your show a lot, but I listened to some of them, and that's exactly what you do. You give people those tools and solutions to enhance their lives and make them more useful, more beneficial. So that's just one thing that we do, and a good example of that was a lady who came to us, and she was nearly staggering to the door, and she just looked an absolute wreck. We knew her. She had been married for 11 years. Her husband was having an affair, and it was with somebody that she knew, and the woman got pregnant. And she was saying, I want her to die. I want the baby to die. I hate them all. And I couldn't help her. I'm not a psychologist. All I had was these tools, these vocal analysis tools. So we took a picture of her voice. And there's supposed to be several octaves and a complete range of notes in your voice, just like full spectrum light. You need full spectrum sound.
Okay.
So we were able to show her that her wishing these people would die really was disharmonious. And so we talked a little bit more about why, if God allowed a baby to be conceived, would she want it to be dead? And was this really, she's looking at this as something her fault, and it was really something in addition to her instead of her. And when we did about 10 or 11 of these little teeny couple-minute things, and finally she said, well, I think what I really want is to be with my friends, to go back to church. I know it's not the baby's fault. I know it's not the other woman's fault. I'm just in so much pain. I can't stand it. I don't want to even breathe. But we were able to see, like when we talk your voice, it's about information and using that information in a useful way. So everything we talked to her about, we could see what was missing in her voice, because this brings up a chart that you can look at, and you punch a button, and it'll give you a report. You don't have to do much to do the interpretation. So we were able to guide her pattern of how she was talking to us to help her make a plan to go on with her life.
Are you saying, when you say make a plan, it's a fulfilling plan, personally fulfilling? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, because what's missing in her voice is what she needed to bring out.
Hmm.
Her love of her present family, her love of her church, and her real need in her, because she's a wonderful, church-going, loving person, that she would never really want somebody to die.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't want to feel anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so obvious.
So did the healing work, I mean, that's healing work, isn't it? Where you, what you're saying is the software helped you analyze what her potentials were, where her really balanced voice would be, and did that help her either go back to her husband or go on away from him? Or
she went back to school. She got a degree in being a counselor, which I thought was awesome.
Wow.
She and her family moved to a new state without the husband, and she's doing great.
Good for her. So she found who her own, like you said, we have to start with ourselves. Somebody told me, Sherry, years ago, I just remembered this, that I was born on a D sharp. And
that's
you just told me,
Yeah, it's a sign of Cancer, the sun sign Cancer. I don't know when your birthday is.
May 23rd, so it's not Cancer, but I do have a lot of Cancer in my chart.
Yeah, Gemini. You were born with a Gemini. You have about equal, I'm looking at your chart right now, you have about equal D and D sharp, and the D is helpful to other people. It's liver, it's the need for approval through deed, and the D sharp is about using information to help people collect themselves in a manner that's going to be supportive.
Okay.
And your highest note is A, and A is spirituality, but it's also management.
Oh.
It can be management of things or a building or paperwork or management of helping people with spiritual aspects of their lives. When I look at your chart, there's really only one imbalance.
Okay.
And it's emotion. Let me look at the other piece of this. It's really emotions about how to bring all this to fruition, how to combine your usefulness with emotions, because you give out way more than you get back. So it's kind of an imbalance there.
Now, if I get the software, if I do the download, can I rectify that? Can I rebalance?
Sure, you can. And we provide this software free to anybody who wants it. We've had it available for, about 10 years. And there's nearly 100,000 downloads so far where people can just speak into this. And the computer does not remember your words, so you can talk about any secret thing you want. It just remembers the sound of your words,
okay.
And you punch four or five buttons, and it gives you a printout. And if you want to do this for other people, there's a tiny nano manual that you can get to help other people through their interpretations. And we have a little over 400 videos of teaching people how to use these programs that we give away to the public. And I'm really excited about something that we're giving away right now, but I'll talk to you about that in a minute. When you get a printout of this and we ask people, well, does that sound like you? They say, right on. Or and sometimes if it says something negative, they'll say, no, that's not me, but their friend standing beside him says, yes, it is.
Funny about that, huh?
Well, in yours, it says, you could easily put yourself aside for the benefit of others. And then this note of A shows up where here's your emotions, but giving away to everybody else, so there's not an equal distribution of things that are left for you. So there it is in the computer program.
Okay, so if a person like, I appreciate that actually. So if a person like me or anybody listening who can resonate with that, what is the high, I mean, is there a point of achievement for me? Is there a like successful writer, successful healer, successful that comes from me, or is it all about how I get other people to feel better?
Well, you could easily write or talk people and to people in a creative way that would bring them from this point to that point that makes their life and their being more useful. That's the first thing that you show, at least from the radio shows I've been listening to. But the biggest thing in your voice is it has to be useful in some way to elevate the person. you could do writing. You could do getting a plan into fruition. It has to be spiritually oriented. You have a love of humanity. So you could do anything you wanted, I think. You're a multitasker.
Mm-hmm.
You're on radio, so the stuff was spontaneous. But I really think that you need this plan. Hope. That's the hope and change. That's what's speaking to me from your chart. For the benefit of others, though, taking a little more time for you and seeing what you need may be helpful.
It's all about me. People say, it's not all about you, you know, and I go, well, actually, I think it is. We have to know what we are, right?
Absolutely, and I think people can get to this, because like that movie, The Secret, what if what the person wanted was the neighbor's wife?
I know.
They need to think about the consequences of all of that.
And I think there's another thing, is that I think we have tremendous drives in our subconscious and so on that we that can impede if I want to do visualization about what I want to create. But we can be impeded by a whole bunch of recordings that are in our subconscious that we're not aware of, right? So we don't always get what we want, in a sense, do we?
All those oughts and shoulds, and you can talk about each one of them to this little computer program, and it'll tell you what's real for you. Like, we followed the election, and we knew what was actually real for everybody that was going on.
Oh, you followed it with the machine, with the software?
Yes. We started in 2011 when Trump was talking about running, and we knew that he wasn't serious then, but he was working for both sides, and he was just going to bring out the dirt on both sides, and he was working with both sides to bring out whatever needed to be brought out to the people. He had no intentions then, but then he kind of liked what was going on. He was very naive and ran with that for about 7 or 8 months and then finally started to get a foundation under him. But we've written about a 30-page paper about it, and there's a lot of videos about it.
I'm going to check that out, actually.
As we went through it. I'll send you a copy of it if you'd like.
I would love that.
But we knew that, Biden, we knew he was not going to run, and we announced it way before he did. All the pieces, the vulnerabilities, we were able to see it. And people can take that idea and use it in their own life. Mm-hmm. Does this job or that job cause harmony in my vocal print? Do I need to go on that date? Do I like this person? Make that decision? Is this person lying? You can see it all. You can lie with your words, but you can't lie with the frequencies of your voice. And
so you can ask about another person into the machine, right?
Absolutely.
And the other person doesn't have to be there.
No, we have compatibility things. Am I compatible with that person? What kind of partner would I be? It's all there. We're trying to set up this idea now that people are bringing out their self stuff, that truth through transparency with the government, but also with ourselves.
Hmm.
But we know we're opening a can of worms, because what would happen if everybody was telling the truth?
Oh, my gosh. But I also think that as we evolve, the word truth has different meanings. You see, as you evolve, you know, what is really true? Well, the stuff that's been covert, I mean, that's been hidden, it comes forward, and then a lot of truths shift on that. And I think how we interpret what's gone on and how we speak about it, that changes. I mean, to me, I get like, wow, it's sort of overwhelming, I think.
Well, one of the biggest places we've used this is with vaccines.
Oh.
And the people who are creating vaccines really know that they're detrimental. They're just trying to pull the wool over people's eyes about this.
And that's true with the glyphosate too, isn't it?
Absolutely. And looking at the numbers of that, people who are eating these Monsanto contaminated foods are opening themselves up to brain barrier permeability. And that's why we're seeing a lot more Alzheimer's. You can look at the numbers and see what's going on. It makes the gut permeable, the glyphosate, and it makes
back to
the brain,
leaky gut syndrome, right?
Yes, and it makes the brain barrier permeable. So here's these toxins getting in the brain. The brain's trying to save you. It creates a little cocoon around it, and that's what they're calling the plaque.
Oh.
So we have software about that.
Well, Sherry, can you undo? I'm sorry. Oh, that's wonderful. But I just want to ask you about this. Is the software and your brilliant work, is that able to offset that brain barrier collapse or permeability?
We have reversed a lot of people who have dementia and Alzheimer's.
Great.
Getting them back to, you know, doing crossword puzzles. But we do things in three ways. One, we take a vocal print and we evaluate what's going on. They can do that for themselves because we've given them all the tools on our site, the soundhealthoptions.com site, under downloads. Then we look at what do those frequencies that they have in stress, like sour notes in a song, what do they mean? In looking at yours, you have calcium fluoride very low. And that is something that is used to help with connective tissue.
Oh, really?
You have potassium low as we look at your nutrition.
Huh.
But mainly it's these calcium cell faults that you have very low. So in that case, we just say, well, go get some calcium cell salts and take them and you'll be fine. But let's say you've got something too high. We use sound presentation to take that away.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got too much Borrelia, Lyme, some genome, we'd want to take it away. But if you had very high anti-aging, we'd want to leave that. Mm-hmm. So it's the evaluation.
Well, so do I? Isn't that the obvious question? How's my aging factor?
I didn't look at that, but I certainly will if we have a commercial or something.
Well, I don't know if we're going to have... Well, we could do it. It takes a little while. We don't have a commercial, actually. But I'm very interested in what you can do for that. And I don't sleep very well. And I thought, I'll bet you Sherry's software would teach me how to help people sleep and myself.
Well, I will certainly run you through the software. Right now, we have software available for radiation, because all these articles coming out, there's a meltdown with Fukushima again, and people are being exposed to all of this. So we've created a radiation program with nutritional charts.
Wonderful.
That people can download, and along with the textbook that they can download, or they can come to our Tuesday evening happy hour show, and we'll do this live on the air for them. I think this week is thyroid, though. But they
What time is the happy hour show?
It is 6 to 7 Eastern.
Okay. And each week you focus on something?
Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing Gardasil, which is another one that's happening right now. And we're going to make both of these available to people. Some countries now have outlawed Gardasil because it's causing so much damage.
Where is it? What is it in?
The HPV shots.
Oh, my. Okay.
The Gardasil shots that California is forcing their girls to undergo. And this is for cervical warts.
Oh, my
The original researcher, Diana Harper, said surgical warts, fine, yes, but that usually takes care of itself. And it's not about cancer. And that's what the California legislature has mandated, that these girls in school take these shots. Now, it was mandated in Texas until so many people got damaged that they took it off the books. And they found out that one of Governor Perry's aides was involved with the pharmaceutical company. You know, it's all been online. But what we can look at, since the body is very redundant in its frequencies, we can look at this Gardasil project where they're forcing these young girls, 12 and on, up to take these shots. It's an infertility project.
Oh, my gosh. Hey?
And this is for cervical warts, cervix, the head of the uterus. And they're forcing young men, well, men, 9 and up, to take these shots. And I called the CDC a couple of years ago when this was going on in Texas. I said, what's your justification for this? They don't have a cervix. How could they get cervical warts? And they said, because these nine-year-olds are exposed to oral sex.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
I said, this is illegal. How can you justify that?
Wow.
And now it's coming out. The CDC has been lying all along, and Dr. Thompson's coming out with what they kept hidden. It's coming out that it's not even a government agency, that it was really there like Big Pharma to cause, well, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to have to. Gwen Olson, which is somebody you should have on your show. She's wonderful.
Gwen Olson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She wrote a book about prescriptions and how she was a pharmaceutical rep, and she was so good at what she did that they put her in charge of teaching people. And the first thing they taught her was, this is our philosophy. You get them under pharmaceuticals the day they're born, and because that's a problem, we'll have a client, we'll have a patient for life. And she was so disgusted by that, she wrote a book, and she's now hiding.
Oh, really? She's running?
From the farm. Confessions of a Professional... I can't remember the name of the book, but I will get it to you, and I will send it to you, because she's talking about this also in terms of the psychological damage from all of this Prozac and everything that they're putting these kids on in schools. And this is what is horrible to me. The school is mandating that the kids can't come to school without the medication, and the state, through a grant from the pharmaceutical company, is paying the school additional money for each kid that's on this medication.
Wow, you're kidding. But wait a minute, didn't they just disband the Department of Education?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's Trump's thing.
I've been trying to keep up with them, but so much is happening.
I know. It's kind of scary. I know you think it's a good thing, but I'm a little scared because it's a bit Third Reichian, isn't it? You know, the disruption could be important, but we need to know people's evolution is coming out of it, not just being corralled.
Eh? Well, my mom said, the truth will set you free, but first it will make you miserable.
Oh, yeah.
And I like what Trump is doing about the veterans and helping them. I like what he's doing about vaccines. I don't like some of his environmental policies, but at least he's trying to bring the people into what is going on instead of saying, sit down, shut up, we know what's best for you. Like that Jonathan Gruber, who worked on Obamacare and said, you people are too stupid. We had to do it for you. And then you see all of these people getting rich on Obamacare while we, the people, are paying more and more, and it was a complete lie. And Gruber said, we had to lie to you. You're too stupid.
Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting. Hey?
We tested his voice. He was telling the truth.
Well, how about Obama? Is he honest?
Obama is bioacoustically one of the biggest liars we have ever seen.
You're kidding.
It is all intellectual talk. There's very little emotion to it. Those tears must have been made with onion water or something. Because here he is saying, I'm sorry your kid got beheaded. I'm going to go play golf.
Wow.
We announced shortly after Benghazi that was all a ruse. And they were at this hangar with the airplane hangar with the bodies coming back from Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, you know, the caskets were being brought out. And there is Hillary and Obama saying, it's that film, it was that video, we're going to get them. And it was all a total lie. It's on our site under profiles.
Wow.
If people want to read it. And we said, there is much more to this. I can't remember exactly what was going on with it. But we were able to show that they were lying. They were just fantasizing intellectually about what would happen. They were not telling the truth. Hmm. And this little program that we said to you, or said people can download, it will tell you whether or not people are telling the truth. Hmm. It's very literal. If there's big holes in their vocal print, they're not sharing things easily. And this is going to be on our portal, and anybody can use it right now. People who have Macs can't use our stuff, but they can go on our soundhealthportal.com, and there is a visitors section there, and they can use all of this software. We've put this nano voice on for them that I just did for you. Mm-hmm. We've put nutrition for free, okay, and muscles for free, that they can go use that so they can check their structure and their nutrition every day, absolutely free.
Hmm. Do you think, like if somebody, it's interesting, you talked about Obama lying and all that. Do you think it's a control of our frequencies or a blunting of it and moving it against our soul's path? Our soul's path must have special frequencies, right?
Everybody has a full set of frequencies, and it doesn't matter what scale you use, 440, 442, whatever.
But it's different for each person, isn't it? Like a fingerprint?
It is very different for each person. In your case, it looks like your notes are about 3 or 4% flat.
Oh.
Some people are right on, and they can use the tuning forks and those kinds of things. But everybody has their own scale, so they don't have to worry about it. Music is just organized math so that we can talk about something intelligently and understand each other.
But wait, if you tell me my notes are flat, I'm like, I love to sing. I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
No, your vocal notes, you would change them when you're singing to be on key.
Okay.
But as you speak, and when we take people's vocal prints, we don't allow them to sing because people are too perfect there.
Okay.
But everybody has their own scale. And we've just figured out what each of those frequencies mean. And the body's redundant. Like when people's hands get weak and they can't open a jar, their zinc is low. So we give them the nutrition of zinc and they can open the jar. We give them the frequency of zinc and they can open the jar.
Wow.
So everything comes to the body as a frequency. Your sight, your smell, your taste, your everything.
And so how about things like macular degeneration? Can you actually shift things like that by assessing the voice? Can you, you know what I'm saying? Is like, can we do some of those kinds of things as well?
Absolutely, and I'll give you a couple of examples. We have a paper out, it's on our site. It's three cases showing the reversal of macular degeneration. And out of that, we wrote a computer program called iWatcher, and we give that away. We have a program called Guardian, and we have a class every month where we give a different software to whoever wants to join in. Hmm. And we give away software on our radio show. Hmm. But here's two examples. I just came back from a doctor seminar, and I was asked to look at some cases that they couldn't solve, and to see what was wrong. So the first one that came up was chronic lymphocytic leukemia, mm-hmm, which is about the blood and whatever. And the computer looked at his vocal print, and it really wasn't about leukemia. It was about sulfur.
Hmm.
That the last step in making heme, the iron, is something called ferrochelatase, and it needs sulfur, and the computer showed that up. So the symptom was the leukemia, but the root cause was the inability to process sulfur, and the computer could see that.
And did he shift his health?
Well, he's only been doing it about a week or so, so I'll hear from him in the next few days, and we'll see how he's doing. But it made so much sense to what was going on.
Is it like homeopathics in that, for example, if you have three or four people with a similar situation, is it very personal about what is needing adjustment?
No. I'll give you an example with the Parkinson's project that we did.
Okay.
There was two sounds that kept coming up. One, COMT, which is short for something about the methylation in the body. That's the next one I should run you through. And the other one was an L-DOPA hydrogenase or something like that. But those are consistent frequencies in almost everybody who had Parkinson's. Now, the biggest thing we discovered is the people who have Parkinson's, not all of them had Parkinson's. They were misdiagnosed. Some had Lyme disease. Some had tetanus. One of them, two of them was radiation poisoned.
Well, now here's the deal. I was looking at a woman who somebody said she had Parkinson's, and I said, I don't know what it is. I'm an intuitive. I see these like little crystals in and around your brain stem, and I think that's what's impeding you. But they all said I was nuts, and off they went to treat Parkinson's. What would you perceive about that?
Little crystals around the brain stem.
Yeah, little flecks of something in there, as if there was something going on that was impeding the flow, you know?
Mm-hmm. It could be crystals of protein that she didn't digest. It takes two vocal prints of 30 seconds, and we put them in our machine, and the machine will bring it back. Like, just while we were talking, I ran you through methylation.
Okay.
And you have some low blood sugar stuff. Well, it's really unbalanced because it's low NI. Blood sugar stuff going on.
Uh-oh.
Your B6 is low, and that's involved in neurotransmitters and a lot of things that deal with DNA. And you have the, what is it called? The enzyme for methionine in stress, and methionine helps detoxify the body. Now, I can turn around and say you could use bioavailable methionine like Sammy and probably take care of this. But this is a genetic issue for you. It's an electrical issue for you. So I don't know if Sammy would take care of it, but we can go down to the electrical issue and giving you sound back and make this work.
Oh, see, so that'd be wonderful.
This is, it's math as medicine.
Yeah.
I just did a presentation for a bunch of doctors in India, and they really embrace the idea of math as medicine. It's in the ancient literature of the Hebrews that numbers have energy. And I just kind of stumbled onto it because I could hear things that other people couldn't. I was raised in Appalachia with no electricity and no running water and, you know, on a farm with no sound. And my ears and my voice developed differently from other people, or maybe I'm just a mutant. So I can hear,
or you're special. You're special, Sherry.
Well, I have an organ in my ear that normally humans don't. I think it's called a sacculus. Dolphins have it, but humans don't. It's become dormant in humans. But I can hear the dimensions of a room and do the sound. I can hear people's sounds when I'm with them. And that's how all this started. People used to think that I was very psychic. Well, I was just listening to their sounds. And once we figured out from Johns Hopkins University that the sound I'm hearing is actually coming out of people's ears, it's just out of range for normal hearing. And they're using it now on animals and diagnostics with animals, and they're calling it otoacoustic emissions.
Wow.
Well, once we figured that out, it wasn't psychic anymore, because if you know how you're doing it, it's not psychic. And so we began to put it in a computer program because we thought it was very, very important, and we didn't want it to die. When I died, I wanted to make it available. I wanted to provide the tools and the solutions for people to be self-responsible if they want it. I mean, we'll do it for them if they want, but we want to.
So you got a lot of D, sharp, and E as well, Sherry.
I do. We are very compatible.
Yeah.
I am a Cancer.
Oh, you are? Oh, interesting.
And I have a lot of Capricorn, which is your highest note.
Ah, I have a moon in Capricorn. But
that's
I'm
fine.
Oh, good. I want to ask another question, referring back to earlier in this discussion. I could ask a billion questions. You have so much information. But you spoke of electrical and you spoke of magnetic. And you spoke of them as aspects of how our vibrational selves work. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'd like you to explain a little of that, because I've often felt like I am much more electrical than many, many people I know. And I don't know if that's true. That's just how I feel. It's easy for me to get
that,
pushed
those out. Are cell salts. When you feel that electrical potential going on, you're in tune with the frequencies of the minerals, and that's how the body communicates. But think about driving down the road at 60 miles an hour, and that's the frequency, and that's an O to B. But all the rules and regulations that keep you on your side of the road, that's the magnetic potential. So you have these frequencies that the brain generates somehow, that thoughts generate somehow, but those frequencies need to be sent to your elbow or your little finger or your arm. And what makes them behave is the proteins, and that's the magnetics of the body.
Oh, okay.
And we've just figured out what each of those frequencies mean, and that's what we share with people.
That's fascinating, isn't it? See, these are things we are never taught. Hmm?
I love it. Today, I am working on myostatin, which is what makes people weak or strong in their muscles. Hmm. And we have somebody in the hospital, and they're wasting away, and I'm going to figure out how to give them the sounds of myostatin antidotes, so that their muscles don't waste away in bed.
Is that a statin pharmaceutical? Is that what you're antidoting? Is that it?
Well, myostatin is a chemical. And just to show you the difference, apes have much less myostatin than humans, and that's what makes them stronger per body weight.
Mm.
So if we can help get rid of the myostatin. Now, I've read some research that they're doing this for cattle because they want to make more meat, more muscle on the cattle. So there's some literature there. I'm going to see if I can use it to help people who have deteriorated muscles, or even if it's part of aging. Hmm. And I think that is a tremendous project. Another project, love of my life, is vaccines. We have found a way to antidote vaccine damage.
Wow, that's really crucial, is it not?
It is, and we call it PreVac, and that's one of the programs that we give away. Another one that I'm really serious about is helping these veterans that have come back, and they're just not getting good care.
Well, I heard they were given so many vaccinations almost to keep them weak when they came home. Was that from something that you had written?
I wrote something similar to that, and that all the vaccines destroys the adrenals, so they can't cope with the stress.
Of getting home.
Well, of just coping with almost anything. So we detox the vaccines, and there's 8 things that come up consistently. You asked that question about consistently.
Mm-hmm.
With veterans, 4, let me see if I can remember, calcium, niacin, linoleic acid, and zinc.
Hmm.
Now, when those go in stress, these are the people that don't know there's a problem. They just can't cope with everyday life. And so they end up in institutions or schizophrenics or on the high-dose medication. But the other ones that come back, it's progesterone, choline, magnesium. I'll think of the other one in a minute. Progesterone, choline, magnesium. It just flew out of my head. Those are the people, when those 4 are stressed, they know something's wrong. So these are the people who can't cope. They're the ones that commit suicide.
Mm.
The others end up just being caretaken. But I'm talking, too, about people who have their limbs blown off and they're still having phantom limb pain.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not getting care.
We can't afford it. We have to do more missiles, so we can't afford that, can we?
That is so disgusting.
I know.
When you look at what's happening to insurance,
oh,
right now, well, what, 8 years ago, our insurance was like $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now our deductible is like $3,000, and the insurance is tripled, and the medication is tripled. It's just incredible. Can I tell you a quick story about a medication?
Of course, please.
2 years ago, I fell off a balcony. The rail was loose, a two-story balcony.
Oh, my.
And I broke my back in three places.
Oh, honey.
And this was in July, and I wanted to go see my son at Thanksgiving, so not many months away. So I went to the doctor, and I had just refused to get on this oxycodone. It just made me kind of not be able to function. So he gave me this stuff called Vimovo. And there's an article written about this.
How's that spelled? V-E-M-O-V-O?
V-I-M-O-V-O.
Okay.
And I went to get it filled at the pharmacy, and she said, that'll be $60. I said, no, we have really good insurance. She said, that is the insurance part. This is $1,700.
Jeez Louise, come on.
And it was 30 pills. So I called my friend in Canada. I said, what can you get this for? And it was $54.
Wow.
So with my deductible, I had paid the entire thing. And then I started looking at what these pills were. It was Naproxen, which is $4 on the $4 list at Walmart, and Nexium, which is $24.99 for a month's supply, mixed together. Both of them had totally been tested, but they mixed them together. They sold it to me through the government, because I'm on Social Security, because I'm in my 70s, for $1,700. They made me pay for all of it with my deductible. So this insurance company used me to collect $1,700 from Social Security.
Oh, my God.
And that's what they're doing to most medications now. And it's things that people can't afford to do without. Insulin is outrageous. Blood pressure medication. This is why we have to step in and say no more.
But I don't think they want us to live, frankly, Sherry. I think they're hoping a whole bunch of us will pop off, you know?
Well, we are getting together with the companies that are doing space travel. We know how to keep the bones from deteriorating and the muscles from atrophying. Mm-hmm. We're going to supply that information to these people, and maybe they'll just put us on another planet so we won't be seen as something not fit to live.
What can we do about memory?
We have a whole program on memory. We have one on rejuvenation in memory. We have one on toxins in memory. And again, we have these next month on the 9th and 10th. It's a Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
We've got a two-day free class. 2 days, five teachers. We can take up to like 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving people the software. We're giving them the class so that they can start doing this for themselves in whatever arena they want to work in, whether it's veterans or heart or thyroid or seizures or anti-aging. We're providing this to the people as the tools and solutions to what big pharma, big government, and big pharma as well are trying to do for the people, like you're talking about. They want to kill us off. They want population control.
Mm-hmm. And they want big bucks, too. They want both, right?
Well, look at somebody, and this is a true story. She's on $837 a month Social Security mm-hmm. through her husband, and one of her medications is over $1,000.
Oh, no, please. Huh.
Oh. It's just...
But the thing is, if they don't care if we all... I know a woman who had a broken wrist. She was 79. She went to the hospital, and she died.
From a broken wrist?
Yeah, because they made a mistake and dumped 400 times the morphine in her and all these different things. And they said, well, she's old, you know. Whew.
If people go to our site, and right in the middle, it's about sports injury, and one of them is a broken wrist.
Oh, wow.
And we know the frequencies that heal bones. It's like Star Trek medicine.
Wow,
and I have
that
been so
wonderful.
Afraid. I've been so afraid to step out and say, this is what we have. I've sort of just given out a little bit at a time because I was afraid of the FDA and everybody else that was going to come after us. And I wanted to cover the earth, like the 100th monkey. I wanted everybody to know about it so the government couldn't come in and say, well, this is national security. We're taking it, and it's $5 million, and nobody can have it but us, and we get to live, and you don't because you're peons. Mm-hmm. I want that to stop.
And we are in supposedly an unlimitable species. We are in supposedly a state of evolution. So I'm going, okay, Sherry, to become a vibrational being is very, very important for us to go through and get beyond the system as it is, right? The financial system.
The financial system, but not only, like, man-made electricity really puts a stress on your circulation.
Ah.
And here we sit under every day. Mm-hmm. So why not create a sound antidote? And we know how to do that now. After all of these years of practicing, or just, I don't know what to call it. It's much, we didn't know what we were doing.
And I bet you never stop learning, do you?
Never. Just like I'm doing this myostatin this week for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I can break down all of these codes and look at them and make antidotes, just like they can take a sound and put another sound with it and make that sound silent, like silent dishwashers,
mm-hmm.
like canceling headsets.
Mm-hmm.
We can do the same thing in the body.
Wow, I love that. And unfortunately, I have to end this, and I would like to talk to you again if we can. And you did not complete the thing about Thursday the 9th. You have a 2-day free class open to 50 people.
It's on the 9th and 10th. They
okay.
can go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com.
Okay.
And under classes, and just sign up. And it says it costs money, that, but just mark it up and say, per Sherry, I'm going to be in this class.
Okay. I really like that idea. So we're going to learn a broad spectrum of uses of your technology and understanding ourselves. Is that it?
We want to put it in your hands.
Wonderful. So you're in big time service, my friend.
I must have done something really wrong in my past lives to have to do all this work.
But you know, I think you're finding a passion in it. This is what a lot of people are envious about at times, is if you have a passion about life, or you know, about what your role in life is, it's a wonderful gift, isn't it?
It is, and I have a passion about people not being mistreated.
Me
That's
too.
Where I'm coming from.
You and me both, but also you're taking on a big, I'm very excited about speaking with you and about all this groundbreaking work you've been doing. You're teaching us a whole new way. Yay!
Thank you for having me on the show. It's exciting.
It's
to talk to you.
It's very exciting. Well, you're an exciting woman. I guess I am too. So we'll talk again, Sherry.
Okay, and I'll send you these reports.
Thank you so much. So soundhealthoptions.com. People who are listening who want to be a part of your learning curve, they can find it all there, can they?
Yes, they can, and they can sign up for our newsletter, and we'll send them information every time we have a class.
And one more thing is, you have a radio show, and it's on Tuesdays at
6 to 7,
okay.
And it's called Happy Hour.
Happy Hour.
And it's under our radio tab, all the links to it.
Super.
And we do live demonstrations of the software that we're giving away.
Isn't it funny that we're doing this radio online? And I always think I wanted to do this so that we could be sending high frequencies out there, as opposed to being putting up with all the kind of duller stuff that comes out of the media. And so we are the radio, right? And we are sending it out there. And oh boy, thank you for being you. And thank you for sharing with us on Paradigm Shifters, Sherry Edwards.
I am so honored to be here. Thank you.
We'll talk again. Many blessings. And for everyone at home, thank you so much for tuning in to Paradigm Shifters. Love to talk to you again. Bye.